Hi, my name is Tatiana. You reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Ma'am, we have been trying. We have been signed up now for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 75, and my husband is 83. He's diabetic. He's had open heart surgery. I've had heart problems and the heart surgery. And we see where everybody seems to be getting the vaccine but us.
When did you sign up?
Oh, how many weeks ago did we sign up?
Was it in February? Was it in January?
I believe it was in January.
Did you call this number and sign up?
We signed up on the internet.
Did you put all your right information?
We tried. We tried. We put everything that was on there. We've seen them give it at, you know, UAB, at the Hoover Met. We've seen them give it at Parker.
You have to be patient there to get those. The UAB and the meth thing, you have to be patient there to get those. But,
on TV, you didn't need to.
Yeah, well, they lied.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they didn't have people that registered with us, and then they get an appointment at UAB, then the nurse is like, no, you can't get it here. You have to be a patient of UAB or the meth to get vaccine. So they turn everybody around.
Oh, really? Well, so here we are. Everybody at my church has gotten it,
mm-hmm.
and we have not. So, some people, you know, have even gone to Coleman. We've tried to register there. We can't get it. So
you can try going to one of the drive-throughs or walk-ins that they have. I don't know which ones are up there, but people been telling me about them all day. Different people that's been calling. One of them's supposed to be at a fire department somewhere up there. I'm not familiar with that. I stay in Montgomery, so I don't know what they're talking about. And it's another one at a church somewhere.
Well, see, we don't hear about any of that. That's what I'm saying. We don't get any calls.
Yeah, it's like locally. Like, you have to drive by and see it. It's a big sign up somewhere. I forgot what they said it was.
We live up above Gardendale. We're north of Gardendale, like Warrior area.
Uh-huh.
And so I was just hoping that you or somebody could help us. Yeah,
the health department's supposed to call you with your appointment.
So you said that I needed to have called this number to get on the list?
No, it's just the same thing as what you did online. So if you were to register again, it's going to take your name off the list. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, I mean, usually that's the longest wait, about a month. So you say you've been waiting about that long, so you'll probably get a call soon. They're just backed up right now because they're putting the list on hold. Like, they're not moving further right now because they're low on vaccines, for one. So they have to wait for another load to come in. And then some places only have second doses. It's very few places that's doing first doses. And on top of that is people, you know, ahead of you. So they still doing those people, too.
I see all these young people getting it, you know,
mm-hmm.
all these 20-something and even these younger teachers and all this. And my husband and I are in the highest
mm-hmm.
Group, you know, that so we just haven't been able to, nobody's called us. So I don't know. I don't know what to do. You have any ideas?
No, just have to wait for them to call. That's all you can do.
Well, I wish you could slip a note or something to somebody and tell them. Yeah. So, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.